You're listening to the Lucy Ann Lance Show on Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. Our Saline Area Chamber of Commerce report today will feature students in the robotics program at Saline High School and the businesses that are supporting them for a big event that's coming up at the high school at the end of the month. We're going to meet our two students representing their robotics team. By the way, their robot this year is named Bruce. We'll find out why. As we welcome to 1290 WLBY, Sam Nixon. He's the electrical sub-team lead for their robotics program. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Lucy. Nice to be on.
And also Brian Liu, who is the programming sub-team lead. Brian, great to have you with us as well. I'm going to start with you, Brian. Tell me about this big competition, because it's not just for your school. You are drawing in students from all over. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's going to be a competition held at the end of the month in March. And it's going to draw schools from all over the state, out of state, even in Canada. They're going to come down to Saline. It's going to be 40 teams. And multiple days competitions. It's going to be a great time.
Now, has your team, Sam, done this before? Have you gone to competitions at other schools?
Yeah, we actually went to one last weekend out in Jackson, and it's always fun. But I think Saline actually has a really good setup for the school, and we've heard a lot of great things about our competition last year.
What is this competition like? And for people that haven't seen a robotics competition before, Sam, describe just the experience of walking in and seeing this machinery and what they're doing.
So it's a bit surreal, because you're walking in and then there's stands, there's people yelling, there's music playing, but they're not watching athletes. They're watching like three robots driving at high speeds, scoring. Last year it was like basketballs. This year it's cones and cubes. And it's just a unique experience, because that's a spectator sport that is really an underrepresented genre.
So what does Bruce do in this competition? The robot you have named Bruce, what does he do?
I'll take this one. So Bruce has an arm that has like a wrist and hand joint. So it can extend out about 2 or 3 feet, and it can do that to score and grab game pieces. And it also can drive around at pretty high speeds and can actually balance on a rotating or a unleveling platform.
Oh, that sounds like that's pretty hard to do if you're a human, much less a robot. What is the programming end of this like? Because I know, Brian, you're handling the programming sub-lead team there. And tell me what it is that you guys are doing to program it to do it that way. How do you do that?
Yeah, so we actually have a special drive for this robot. It's called Swerve Drive, and what this means is that it makes things for a driver a lot easier, because the robot can turn and move at the same time, and that way it makes it much easier for our driver wheel. And we have code for all the arms, all the motors, and right now we're working on code for Limelight, which is a camera especially designed for FIRST Robotics. And the Limelight will help us make a robot autonomous, actually, which is actually another challenge in this in FIRST, is that we have an autonomous section of the game where robots actually move autonomously, not controlled by humans.
Oh, wow. That must be really cool to see. Brian, the members of your team, specifically the programmers, do they come to you already knowing how to program? Is this an educational aspect as well, or are they just bringing their expertise in and you guys are creating this?
Well, some definitely come from our AP computer science classes, just straight from there. Like, we also do some recruitment there as well, but a lot of them, like me, I actually came to the team not knowing how to code. And what we actually do in the off season is that we actually teach our younger programmers how to code. And that both helps them like code for the team, also makes it easier for when the freshmen, like juniors taking AP computer science, it's suddenly like a lot easier, because they already know how to code from robotics.
That's pretty incredible that you didn't know how to code, but you're the sub-team lead for the programmers. That says a lot right there about your leadership skills. And Sam, how about for you with being the electrical sub-team lead for your robotics program? Did you know much about how to do this?
Well, I actually chose the electrical sub-team because it was the team I knew the least about. And I've always wanted to know like how this stuff moves, so I decided, well, it's time to figure out in high school. So I joined the electrical sub-team. I've taken one class in electronics, but I've learned a lot more from 4 years of robotics.
Wow. Sam, is this an extracurricular activity for you students? You two are seniors. Is this actually a class or something you're doing just like someone would do a sport after school?
Yeah, it is similar to a sport.
And so you're putting in all this time afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all after school. We meet on Saturdays from 9 to 5, but the food helps.
You have a lot of businesses that support you as well. And if people can go to your page, selenerobotics.org, and you can actually click on the sponsors there. What does that mean to you guys that, you know, businesses want to support these endeavors of young people like yourselves, Sam?
I think it really shows like how much the community cares about like the future of its STEM education, because this is a huge deal for all the students in it, provides practical experience, connections to industry, and it wouldn't be possible without financial help from the community, which they provide every year.
And what's so cool is the First in Michigan program, which kind of oversees all of this, that's geared for these high school students wanting to, you know, have one of these teams at every high school in the state. And now you've been selected, Selene High School, to host the first robotics competition. Is this the first time that Selene has been selected for this?
No, actually, we hosted it last year as well. But it's still like a great honor for us. It takes a lot of, we have to put in a lot of time to make sure the school is ready for the competition. But it's always fun to see like our school, like our gymnasium, like full of robots, full of like happy, inspired people. And I think that hosting competitions is way more fun than actually going to another one, because actually like setting everything up is actually part of the fun as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. And a lot of organizing goes into that. The skill set you're gaining from this is pretty incredible. We're talking with Brian Liu and Sam Nixon. They are two seniors out of Selene High School, and they're promoting their big robotics competition coming up where you're going to see schools and students from all over. It's Friday, March 30th and Saturday, April 1st. And how when people come in to see this, there are actual matches that are going to be going on, right, Sam?
Yeah, every 5 or 10 minutes, we play a 2.5 minute match, and it's pretty frantic, actually, the pacing, because they go through 76 qualifying matches in the first 2 days. And so you get to see robots of 40 different types just playing the game, new strategies every time as they get placed in randomized alliances, and it's a lot of fun.
That's really great. And it all starts around 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday, March 30th. Is there a cost for people to come out and witness this? No, it's free?
Free. Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And then, as we mentioned, Friday, March 30th and Saturday, April 1st. So mark your calendars, everyone. And again, you can get all the details at selenerobotics.org. I want to talk a little bit about some of those sponsors that are on your sheet. Liebherr, A&H Lawn Service, the Michigan Department of Education, ASQ Automotive Division, Quantum Signal. I remember when Quantum Signal was just getting started, they were doing the robotics in the old Liberty School location. I think they've since sold off and grown from that. But just, you know, again, the robotics work they were working on, pretty incredible. I think it was more than a decade ago. And to see how that company goes. Do you guys think about that when you're creating this and where your futures are going to go, you and your fellow students working on these kinds of things? Brian, I mean, the sky's the limit, isn't it?
Yeah, like, so just to point out some stats, actually, all 100% of our robotics members, they all go to college, and like 93% go to STEM. So robotics, it's a really, like, the opportunities you get from it are really, like, amazing, because, like, I know people in my, I know friends in robotics that actually are getting internships because of robotics, like because of the connections from robotics. They can reach out to people in these like industrial companies and ask for internships because of these connections. And I think it's really great to have the community like support us. Like for example, one of our sponsors is actually my orthodontist, which is pretty.
And who
pretty
is that? Good. Who is that?
It's Kelly Orthodontics.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I go and see her, she always asks about like how is the team doing.
You know, those stats are pretty incredible. Did you say 100% of the students on the robotics team at Saline High School, 100% go to college? And of that, what, 90% go into science, technology, math, one of the STEM?
Over 90%.
Yep. And then the other 10% go into business.
Which is, again, a great skill set that you draw from this. And can you elaborate a little bit on that, the business aspect of what students learn with this program, Sam?
Yeah, so we are actually not funded by the school at all. They only provide us with space. We have to secure our own funding through these sponsorships. And so we reach out to local businesses, the Chamber of Commerce, and they help actually provide us with funding. And it's a great experience for students because this is their first real experience with like actual business. And it's really hard to get that in other high school experiences.
Yeah, it's a very good point. Well, you two are very impressive. What are your hopes and dreams? You're seniors. Have you decided on college yet, Brian?
Yes, I actually have not decided on a college yet, but I want to, I'm thinking maybe of going to like the University of Michigan to study computer science. And hopefully I can just, you know, make something cool in the future. Like just as I'm doing here, like make something cool in the future.
I love that. And Sam, what about you?
I'm leaning towards Michigan Tech for chemical engineering, mm-hmm. but other than like a nice job, I hope to mentor an FRC team wherever I end up working.
Oh, how wonderful. All right. So why did you name your robot Bruce this year?
So our team has a tradition where we name our robot after a cartoon character. And so we host a vote every year, and it's very contentious. It's when the team gets its most ruthless, really. And so after a lot of politicking and three ballots, we eventually decided on Bruce from Finding Nemo.
Oh.
Our robot thing.
I love it. Brian, you look like you're shaking your head on that. That was not your choice, was it?
Yeah, some other members of the team pulled some, you know, backdoor shenanigans. there was some unfair running the vote. It was definitely rigged, you know, so I'm still upset, you know.
But see, those are the kinds of things you have to learn when you're in business. Exactly. So
some things just don't go away.
Yeah. I mentioned at the start that, you know, this isn't just about creating a fun robot. This is a robot that's going to be doing something and can have an application in the commercial world. So what is it that Bruce is going to be able to accomplish? Brian?
So
Sam, go ahead.
So Bruce is pretty unique because it is able to move in basically three dimensions, as it can control its horizontal movement almost perfectly with the swerve drive that Brian mentioned. And the arm allows for really precise manipulation, almost 360 movement of an object. And the sensors we have on it make it capable of a lot of autonomous work.
Wow, incredible. So what will happen with Bruce after you're done with the competition?
So actually, I like to keep old bots for a while, but actually first day, it's actually rule to actually make a new chassis every single year. So eventually Bruce is probably going to be scrapped eventually. But then next year we can build another robot. So it's like a cycle.
He's a sustainable robot as long as he'll last. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, people can see Bruce and the Saline High School team and cheer on the Hornets in this great competition. They call their program Saline Singularity, and the competition that's drawing people in from everywhere going to be in Saline on March, end of March, and matches are going to be occurring on March 30th at from 11 to 1 and 2 to 7. And then on Saturday, they've got the qualifying matches from 9:30 to 12:30. Sunday, don't you have playoffs on Sunday as well? Is that right?
We actually have playoffs on Saturday, we both finished the qualifying matches and we have playoffs on the same day.
Oh, on the same day. So it's a 2-day event, Friday and Saturday then. Yeah. All right. And go to CelineRobotics.org and get more information. Great for the Celine Chamber to support you as well and all the businesses. And I'm so glad you're on their report today here on the Lucianne Lance Show. So nice meeting you guys. I look forward to seeing where you go in the future, you and your fellow teammates. Is there a teacher that's responsible over the group or parents that are driving this? Are you have any adults that are involved with the program, Sam?
We do, but it's not teachers or parents. It's actually FRC has a program where people in industry who feel like they want to mentor a team, they can actually sign up, and then other and then nearby teams can get them. So we actually have 5 engineer or other tech related people who actually help us lead the team, give us their expertise, and provide those industry connections.
Yeah, and actually, we're actually really grateful to them as well, because it's a lot of time commitment for us, and then for them, it's they have to have a job and and be here and help us on meeting. So we're actually so grateful to them.
Absolutely, and well, they get a chance to see who the people are coming up the pike. They'll be able to work in their companies too. So it's a win-win all the way around. Hey, we salute you guys. Congratulations. Good luck at your own competition. And I know you guys are going to be great hosts for all those other high schools that'll be coming in for it as well. March 30th and April 1st over at Celine High School. Celine Singularities, Sam and Brian. Sam Nixon and Brian Liu, 2 seniors out of Celine High School. Thanks, guys. Great talking with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great talking as well.
You're listening to the Lucianne Lance Show on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.